After 2 horrible years due to COVID, it's very, very exciting to see news starting to emerge about the incredible Cairns Amateurs Festival. One of the big announcements that's already happened ahead of the event happening there in September is the appointment of a brand new patron. Now, it has come from slightly sad circumstances. Of course, we lost great former Queensland Treasurer and former Amateurs patron Keith De Lacy. So Amateurs have found a new patron, and it's absolutely very, very exciting to see who they have named, and I'm lucky to have him on the line from Brisbane. His name is Bart Sinclair, OAM. Bart, congratulations on the appointment.
Thanks, Gav. I was very honoured to be asked to be the patron there, and particularly, as you said, following such a great man as Keith De Lacy, who's very proud of the far north Queensland region. And while I'm a Brisbane boy, I have been going to the Amateurs for a lot of years, and I can feel the pride that the local people have in the event, the two-day carnival. And of course, it all starts, the build-up starts on Thursday now with the Tullock Club. So, it's a real privilege.
People will know you. As you said, you visited Amateurs almost every year. I think reading there, you may have only missed, as far as you can remember, you may have missed one Amateurs over the time.
Yeah, look, there was a pilot strike 1 year and yes. Equine flu another year. So it was 2 years I missed, but look forward to the event every year. So Sydney invited me up there. So Sydney Williams invited me up there in the mid-80s, and it sort of became an annual pilgrimage to go up. And It's exciting for Cairns and the region, and people come from interstate, certainly a lot from Brisbane and places around Queensland. So I'm sure post-COVID, or pretty much post-COVID, they're going to have a real resurgence in interest this year.
Now, Amateurs is celebrating its 64th anniversary this year. You've been a journo, you've been in and around horse racing for... well, almost as long, but we could say 50 years.
You're pretty right, Gav.
Close to it. Close enough to it.
And the most exciting thing for me, I've never had a real job.
How good is that? Just
worked as a journalist and now doing a little bit of consulting for the Brisbane Racing Club. So, and I get paid to go to the races. Wow, how good is that?
How good is that? Now, across all of that time and that experience, you've no doubt travelled all over the place. You've seen so many, no doubt, racing carnivals. I mean, how does Amateurs stack up? It's often billed as the biggest regional race meet in the country. But how does it stack up compared to all of the events that you've seen over the years?
Well, you know, people aspire to go to a Melbourne Cup, and that's fine. That you want to experience that, and it's a unique event. I always loved the Sydney Easter Carnival. I worked there for many years, and I started going there as a teenager with my father. Mm. It had the Doncaster and Sydney Cup on the long weekend, the Easter weekend. Magic Millions has emerged. The BRC has a wonderful carnival culminating in the Stradbroke Handicap, which I think is Queensland's premier race. So each area around Australia, they have their big events. And I think it's great that the regional places do. Country Queensland, when they have a Country Cup, the Butcher, the Baker, the Candlestick Maker all has their best day of the year.
Yeah.
So, and Cairns is such a great tourism attraction that there's so much to do in far north Queensland, and particularly for people from the southern states. I know you call Brisbane people southerners, but the real southerners from Melbourne, they're shivering down there. There's grey skies and it's drizzling. They love going north, right up north, and get into some warm weather. So it's not just a racing carnival, the Cairns Amateurs. It's about people, it's about fun, it's about social interaction, all the niceties in society. So I think that's the big selling point for the Amateurs. Look, there's serious racing on the track, serious prize money, and the betting turnover is good. But to me, racing equals more than gambling. It equals social interaction. There's kindred spirits there. You talk about what are you backing in the next, and have a chat. You know, I like the look of the jockey, or I like the colours, or others do the form seriously. But I think that's the one thing that racing can sell wherever you go, is that the social interaction.
You're hearing from Bart Sinclair, OAM. He is just been appointed in the honorary role of patron for Cairns Amateurs Carnival. But as we said, nearly half a century in journalism and in and around horse racing. What's the state of horse racing in this country? We've seen various controversies, particularly in recent years, you know, people concerned about, you know, horses and animal welfare and that type of stuff. What's the state of play with horse racing? Does it have a bright, strong future in your view?
Yes, it does, Gav, in Australia in particular. But it's hard to get people to a racetrack every week. It's a 52-week-a-year operation. You have football codes have a break. Cricket has a break. Tennis has a break. Every other sport has a break to recharge the batteries. But because racing is so money-driven with prize money, owners pay big money for yearlings and then they pay training fees, it does keep going. The one thing that COVID did for racing, it caused a spike in betting because it was the one event that kept going. I was getting calls from overseas, hey, we can bet on Eagle Farm and Booman. You got a tip.
Right. Wow. It's incredible, but, isn't it?
Because all the retail, TAB retail outlets were closed, but there was telephone betting. There was betting with corporate bookmakers. And we found betting turnover went up. And that's the lifeblood of racing. The TAB and the corporate bookmakers have to pay a return to the industry to keep it going. So while the crowd numbers are down on a 52-week basis, you do get people come to big events like the amateurs, like the Stradbroke Handicap here in June. So they'll pick out 4 or 5 meetings a year in Brisbane and say that's where we're going to go. And one thing, Gav, that I can always remember, a lot of the corporate hosts say a box at the races is better than a box at the football in terms of networking. They have a couple of drinks, the football, they kick off and they concentrate on watching the football, whatever code it is. Then you have a short break at halftime, they have a chat, then they're back on, and then the play's over and they go home. Whereas at the races, you've got that gap between races and you're starting to talk about, firstly, about what will win one, and then they get on to business and they're able to do a good networking during the afternoon. So there's always going to be demand for networking. There's always going to be girls want to get dressed up. Younger people come to the race a few times a year. They get dressed up, boy meets girl. Sometimes they get married.
That's right. And fantastic for retailers as well, of course. Local retailers, it's a huge boon
look,
for them.
When equine flu hit, there was the racing industry made an approach to the state government. Anna Bligh was the premier at the time for some compensation, some financial inducement to keep the industry going while racing wasn't possible. And part of the program, we at the Courier Mail came up with an idea. I call it the ripple effect. There's so many people employed by the racing industry, but then you get the bus driver, the train driver, the cook, the gatekeeper,
taxi drivers,
the milliners, taxi drivers. The ripple just keeps extending out. It's a wide-ranging industry, not just solely about the participants.
And finally, Bart Sinclair, let's talk a little bit about the founding father, really, of the Cairns Amateurs, Sir Sidney Williams.
What a wonderful man. He came up with the idea to put on a race meeting to attract people to the area. And he was unashamedly tourism-driven. He was involved with the Bush Pilots Association. But he was such a charismatic figure. He was on boards interstate. He would go to board meetings and convince the people around the table, we should have a board meeting in Cairns. Why don't we have it in early September?
Yes, that's right. Good timing.
And he had captains of industry coming from all over Australia up there. And, you know, what a show it was. On the Friday night around the municipal pool, 2,200 people have been there several times when there was well over 2,000 people. And pride in the product, that's what I always get back to people in Cairns. It's a bit of a recipe for disaster, drinking all afternoon in the sun.
Yes, often quite hot, humid.
They would back up at the pool and bright and cheery and go again. So Sidney was a person who could bring others with him in the team. He was a very, very talented organiser.
There you go, an absolute legend. The 64th Cairns Amateurs Carnival kicks off on the 8th of September, of course, runs through to the big day on Saturday, the 10th of September. Bart Sinclair, congratulations on the appointment as patron. An absolutely perfect choice. So we can't wait to catch up with you in early September.
Thanks, Gav. I'm looking forward to it very much.